Welcome to San Diego Magazine's Happy Half Hour. This is our fun food and drink focused podcast. By far the coolest set of podcasts we've ever done.
And the Potters have won nothing. Anytime the Potters are winning, this is a good day.
We're inside Suite 33 at Petco Park, podcasting from the Padres Stadium during the game on a ridiculous, beautiful, blue sky, sunny day. Children are running barefoot down the lawn.
It's the beach is full. It's the seventh inning.
Yeah, I'd like to call Tom Ford right now. You know Tom Ford is? He dresses nice. You know that? You know, I have a Padres fanny pack on right now. I don't know if you guys are all. I see the look of jealousy in your eyes, you know, Katie, from the Padres. I see
you
it.
Look fantastic.
Right?
I mean, it was made for your waistline.
It's the classic combo, too. The orange, the brown. Really, kind of some of the ugliest colors in the world put together, and they just somehow work.
Make you feel so good, right?
Amazing.
We've brought our humble food podcast here to Petco Park. We're going to be talking all about the cool happy hour options that they have coming up. We have Katie Jackson from the Padres joining us. We're going to hear more about that. We had a great show last week with the head chef. He was so awesome. We learned all about all the great local food and stuff that they have going on here at the Padres. That's Troy Johnson, of course, our co-host, the food critic for San Diego Magazine. I'm Erin with San Diego Magazine. We have Lauren Wingett over here and David, of course, who is producing our show from a leather couch in the suite. David looks very...
With lots of beer.
He's very comfortable, he says.
He has a cocktail with a flower in it, yes. So he's posted.
If you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, David's the guy that you call. He's set up all this stuff for us today. We're so excited to be here. In case you haven't listened to our show, we always start with hot plates, news, openings, closings on the restaurant scene. We're going to get a 60-second beer review. We're going to hear more from Katie Jackson, our special guest from the San Diego Padres. We're going to talk about happy hour and some of the home game features and some pregame fun stuff that they have going on. And then our hot topic, this is a good one, is the Instagram aesthetic made popular by those influencers? I'm using the air quotes there. Is it over? Do we need a new aesthetic?
Now that every restaurant looks like a K-pop music video?
So yeah. The Atlantic, kind of a, you know, bellwether, has maybe said that it's over. Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. And then we always end our show with two people, $50. Wing it.
All right.
Take it away. What is new on the restaurant scene?
What's going on? So the franchise team behind specialty sandwich shop Board & Brew has announced their first original concept, Casero Taqueria. It's going in the square at Bressy Ranch, which I think is in the suburbs. Troy?
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad.
Like a millennial lives in North Park.
I know. South Park.
Carlsbad, the fastest growing city in our region, I believe.
Yes.
Very big place.
The village is very
jobs.
Cool.
Lots of big companies up there.
Co-founders Clayton Wheeler and Craig Applegate are promising a new fast casual menu developed by local veteran chef Alex Carballo, who we all know and love. He's from Stone. He's from Urban. He's from Moto Deli. He's been around. He creates some awesome menus all the time. It's an indoor-outdoor bar that'll serve wine, spirits, beer. Tacos will be based on hand-pressed tortillas and include options such as chicken, carne asada, locally caught fish, all of which will be cooked over their wood-fired grill. There will also be tortas, shareable food plates. No one's even listening anymore because the game is going on.
It was the seventh inning.
I really shouldn't sit by the window.
Carnitas.
I shouldn't sit. I'm going to move my seat because I just am looking at it. The ball game. It's just lovely.
Yeah, you're just you're shiny things over there.
You guys can handle the show.
I know. All right. So the seventh inning stretch. Everybody's standing. You got to sing it twice, though. Did they sing it twice? Did
no.
No. What happened to the singing it twice? Am I just 95 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Attention span, social media, one time. Okay. That's all you get.
But yes, the restaurant will be open in June.
Awesome.
So we're all excited.
Alex Carballo is a really good chef. I mean, he's been around for a long time. A Stone World Bistro, he was one of the original chefs. He knows his beer. He knows the beer pairings. He's done a lot with the brewing side. You know, I think this is a really good move. And the guys that are behind this concept, Board & Brew is just this one little space up at Del Mar. It's a great little sandwich shop.
There's like a lot you know? Going on with them.
It was a great little sandwich shop. I used to surf there every single day and get a Board & Brew every single day. They're the messiest, coolest little sandwiches. They serve them here at the ballpark now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we've got one over there.
But the expansion, they took this really good local concept and helped it expand, so I think this tacos concept should do well as well.
And Carlsbad, man, they're getting all the good stuff these days. I feel like it's always in a hot plate.
They're building a second city. You know why? Because the 8055 merch is so gnarly. That's it. You know, I mean, it's like entering L.A., you know, I sat in that traffic for 45 minutes the other day. You know, so build yourself a second city. So, I mean, you can kind of do the North County thing, live in Leucadia, have a great mellow life, but you're also getting food items now.
Yes. And have you not heard the people that live in Carlsbad say, oh, I'm going down to the city today? I hear that.
You're like Encinitas.
They say. Okay, tell us about Soraya.
Yes, Soraya. It's expected to open next month at the Hotel Del. It's the new restaurant that's honed by local... helmed by local powerhouse chef Jojo Ruiz. It's replacing the previous fine dining establishment, 1500 Ocean. Wow. Ruiz, who came up at Ironside Fish and Oyster and a bunch of other concepts, he's amazing. He'll oversee the food offerings at Soraya. He's currently the executive chef at Lionfish, which I know you reviewed a few years ago, at the Pendry. And they actually just won a James Beard Foundation Smart Catch Leader Award earlier this year. Some design details, a fish display where dining guests can select their own catch of the day, retractable French doors that open onto a two-tiered patio. Seafood will be the primary focus. It'll be sea-to-table, a sustainable approach. The menu will be quite expansive, and it'll spotlight the best of the region's oceans as well as farms and fields from California to Baja. Yeah.
I love that when you walk in and the fish is out and you can pick your fish.
Yeah.
Like, it's like sitting right there.
And a good refresh for the Dell.
Katie goes, no. Vigorously shaking her head no. That freaks her out.
I don't want to see the
bit.
Origin of the animal I'm eating.
Yeah, right? I know. You know, a lot of cultures think that you should look your animal in the eye.
It's very European.
You know,
Europe,
absolutely. Respect your animal. Maybe say a prayer over it. You know, thank you for the gift.
Or just look the most
delicious
one.
Or look the other way. That's totally fine, too.
You pick the fish.
Here's some sand. That's a nice place for my head to go into. Yeah. But, you know, this is the James Beard Award for Jojo, and Lionfish is a really big, big thing because obviously we need to fish sustainably. You know, there are some scientists that have said that, you know, the world's oceans will be overfished and almost decimated by 2035 or 2050. We have some big problems, and really people are starting to pay attention to now the cycles of the reproduction, the stocks that are out there available, and Lionfish and Click Hospitality, which is doing this concept, is one of the best in town. I mean, James Beard is, you know, I'm as much as I rail on them for not awarding our San Diego chefs, they are a good organization that do recognize a lot of good things, you know, across the country, and that is one of the best. Sustainability matters. We can't just go out there to eat all the salmon sushi that we want all the time. And it's finally 1500 Ocean, finally Hotel Del. I love Hotel Del so much. It's so beautiful. Every time I go there and I'm like, ooh, I'm Marilyn Monroe. You know, I'm wearing that dress. I'm walking down the stairs, you know. But
I don't think she wore that dress at that hotel.
Okay. I'm mixing movies, all right? Okay. I'm mixing movies.
But it's an aura. I get it.
But it's
okay.
An aura. But they've needed to do something with 1500 Ocean for a long time. I think that it's needed a refresh. It's needed some kind of, like, you know, new blood in there. Mm-hmm. And Click Hospitality, who's behind this, they started in Vegas at the Montage and everything else. They did a great job at the Pendry, you know. And
I'm
now,
just getting this. They're doing it inside the Hotel Del.
Yeah, it's taking over 1500 Ocean.
Yes.
So that's closed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it is the full redesign.
It's
going to be a big redesign. That's another good reason to go down to one of those Grand Dame properties that you don't go down to enough, because you're like, oh, that's for tourists. It's not for us. And every time you go, you're like, why don't I come here more often?
Right.
Yeah.
And wait, what's happening to our friend Patrick?
Patrick is one of the master French chefs in San Diego. There's two, him and Bernard Guillaz at the Marine Room. He is Patrick Ponsetti. He is still the executive corporate chef of the entire
property. The hotel. So he's still there. Okay, great. And then lastly, we have Akira Lumi. Lumi by Akira back.
Yes, it's a Michelin starred chef, and he's headed to the gas lamp. Lumi by Akira Bach will be part of RMD Group's 15,000 square foot restaurant project on the corner of 5th and J. Formerly the Grand Pacific Hotel, the multi-level building will be anchored by Huntress, which has already been announced as a 7,000 square foot luxury steakhouse and Japanese whiskey bar. This concept is opening in spring 2019, so I think they have till the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then it'll be summer.
They have May. They're working through May.
If you learn anything from this podcast listening, whenever we say something's going to open up in May, just count on it opening in September. You know, I mean, it really is. The city takes a little bit. You know, they're not the quickest to go through all their codes and everything else, so it might be here by the end of summer. Who knows?
Contractors sometimes are delayed and, stall. Lumi by Akira Bach will showcase the Asian cuisine that he's known for with a modern Japanese menu alongside California-inspired plates created exclusively for this location. He's best known for, if you don't know about him, he has experience in some of the best kitchens in the U.S. and is a partner in Dosa in Seoul, one of Korea's top fine dining restaurants, which has earned him the Michelin star for the past 2 years.
Fancy.
Yeah, Michelin star.
Fancy.
Yeah, Akira Bach is really, I mean, a real deal Korean. He used to be a professional snowboarder. He turned into this really great chef. And again, we're getting Michelin star chefs who are coming to San Diego finally, because I just wrote about this for our best restaurants issue, which is coming out in June. You know, San Diego used to be a spot that that was overshadowed by every other, the big three: Chicago, New York, and San Francisco. If you wanted to make it as a chef, you had to go to the big three, and you know, because that's where all the media was. Nobody was looking at San Diego, you know. And nowadays, because of media like ours being online, social media, everything else, you don't have to live in one of those major three cities to make a name for yourself anymore. You know, you can bring that here, like Il Dandy, which is an Italian restaurant that's coming into Little Italy. That's two Michelin-starred Italian chefs who are leaving Italy to come to San Diego. Now we're getting this Michelin star downtown. Big year for San Diego. We all grown up.
Yes.
Okay.
Pass but that we're again. Still nice and comfy and easy to live. I think that's a big reason why chefs want to come here. Because it's just a lovely place to live.
Exactly. It's got more small farms per capita than any county in the United States.
Look at this ballpark with the park and the beach. Okay. Geez. And all it's the umbrellas.
Somebody get Aaron away from the window.
Oh, I want to go out there right now. I'm into it. Okay, you guys, that's hot plates. That's all you got, right, Wing It?
That is it. You back to you.
Check your check your San Diego.
She's already on.
Back to you, Aaron.
Twitter like seven times in between.
I'm going live right now.
Great. Watch out, everyone. Check your San Diego magazines because there's hot plates, 10 of them every month inside your San Diego magazines. And then go to sandiegomagazine.com because Troy has a blog there in between the print issues that has this kind of stuff in it, if that is your jam. And now here comes David with our 60-second beer review.
So today's 60-second beer review is a beer from Coronado Brewing called Tail and Tooth. This is actually a collaboration with Belching Beaver. Historically, I'm not the biggest Belching Beaver fan. Just going to be straight up honest with that.
Peanut butter stout.
Everything is over a little
bit
too...
I'm on that train with you.
Everything's a little too overwhelming. Like, I can have a taster of it, but then I'm done with it. That's but true. So I really feel like Coronado really kind of put them in the right direction with this, as this is a super sessionable, yet still big, hazy IPA from them. It came out on April 1st, and what I really like about it is it's super, super fruity. It's full of, like, some Azaka hops. From Azaka hops, you're really going to get a lot of mango and guava and things along those lines. And then also an Idaho 7 hop, obviously named from Idaho. From that hop, you're really going to get a lot of that like wet pine and also a little bit of black tea to it. But overall, compared to most hazies, it's really a little bit different. So as I said, a lot of mango and guava. It's also pinier than you'll find most hazies to be. And it's falls right in the middle of that hazy level of like slightly hazy to I look like a slushy from down the street. But overall, super, super good beer. Clocks in at 7.2%. And go enjoy.
I love how we do it like it's a speed limit. It clocks at 7.2. It runs a 40-yard dash.
That I was going to time it on my phone and hold it like this.
Yeah.
For but those I who didn't don't do that. I watched Tatis make a nice triple play out there.
I've learned so much about beer through these 60-second reviews. It's good. You are my favorite nerd. I do want you to review Keystone next, though. Natty Lights. I want you to review Natty Light. I want your honest opinion.
I give you 100% guarantee Natty Light will not be reviewed.
How about Modern Times? How about the Modern Times Spice?
You're a beerist.
Troy's going to get egged walking out of this suite.
I will say starting next
they're
week.
They're lining up to egg him.
I'm going
to
start reviewing some stuff that aren't just IPAs because these have all been IPAs lately. So we're going to see some fun Imperial Stouts and some Pilsners coming up. And we'll see. We'll get all over it.
Some beer type.
Doing your preference in men now?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for your 60-second beer review. You guys can read more about those at sandiegomagazine.com. Just a reminder, we do put up a post on the website for every single episode where we link to all of this stuff so that you guys can find it. And we are so excited to be at Petco Park here podcasting with the Padres, a great friend and partner of the magazine this season in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Padres in San Diego. We're thrilled to have Katie Jackson as our special guest. You are the Vice President of Marketing for the San Diego Padres, and you've been with the Padres for 5 years. You oversee all the brand activations. So any cool brand like ours and many others that you see around the ballpark, Katie runs all of those partnerships, and you're here to talk about the Friday Party in the Park series. I want to get to that, but we were chatting a little bit before the show. Just how fun is it to be part of this organization this year? Is it as fun as it feels as a fan? Like, it just feels super fun.
I think it's more fun. We get a little bit of the inside look. We were at spring training when we heard the news, like everybody else, that we got Machado, and we were running around so excited, and then got to work and started planning everything. And from that moment forward, our fans, the city, has just been buzzing. I mean, it feels different. It is different. You know, on opening day, we had Tatis and Paddock and, you know, Machado come on the field. They've never played a game here, and the applause was incredible. And, you know, we get to talk to the players behind the scenes, and they see a difference. I mean, mm-hmm. someone like Hosmer, who was here last year, who has been in some pretty big moments in his career, he was saying, you know, it means so much to us to hear people yelling and screaming and so excited, and people are staying through every single play, and they'll get up, you know, when there's a natural break in the game, but it's just a different feel, and they feel, and they're like, we need more people here because this is exciting, and they know something special is happening. And, you know, we were talking about Tatis. I mean, he is just so much fun. He's so much fun to look at. You can't help but just have a humongous smile like I do right now on my face when I'm thinking about him running around, and, you know, he's high-fiving, and they do all these funny handshakes and
all that stuff, the nicknames and the handshakes, all that fun part about, like, wow, these guys get to go out and play baseball every day for their job.
And it's like, you got to bring frankincense and myrrh to the baseball stadium. You know, like all these like little, like new messiahs, right, of baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, look, I mean, I've been a fan since I was, since I could talk, you know, and there's been some years that were a little bit later than others, you know? Like, there have been some decades that were leaner than others, you know? And finally, this year, I'm watching games on the TV again. I'm coming to games. I'm like, I'm excited. I'm talking to my friends. I have a group chat that we talk about almost every play. It drives my fiance nuts, you know?
But it's so cool for the city to have that. As the City Magazine, we can say that we feel the energy, and just walking down here, it's just so cool to have that energy.
Yeah, I mean, we're here on a Wednesday and this ballpark is full, and it's a great atmosphere, and we can't wait for, you know, the next game when we get to have all these people out here, and it's been an incredible, we appreciate the support. We're so happy that the city has, you know, come and supported the players, and it's been fantastic so far.
Well, and we know marketing, and I can imagine how much more fun it is as a marketer to be able to market this. Like, absolutely. This is fun. I mean, marketing.
I mean, we're going to talk about parties in the park. That was our subject, right? Yeah. But I used to only talk about parties in the park. Now I get to talk about Machado and Tatis and all these, you know, all the stuff that's happening on the field right below us and not just the video board. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And we know that this is just the beginning of some really exciting times. And it's very early in the season. We've got a lot of time ahead of us, and it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, it's nice to go to a party for celebration instead of forgetting.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. starting the forgetting at 4:30, yikes. Right.
Okay, so we are a food podcast, of course, and I know we had your executive chef on last week, and he was great, and he told us all the numbers. He said 85,000 pounds of the Cardiff craft, or sorry, the Burgundy
tri-tip.
Wowzer.
Wow. He said. But I know our podcast is called The Happy Half Hour, and I know you guys have some fun happy hour options. Tell us about that.
We do. So we have probably the biggest happy hour in San Diego every Friday. So we've been talking about the beautiful park at the park that's right below us. And every single Friday, we have a party in the park presented by Southwest Airlines. And it's starting at 4:30. We have drink specials. We have live music. There's DJs. There's bands. And a lot of different themes. So Beer Fest is probably the most popular one that we have. We have five of those this year. A few have passed, but plenty more to go. We have Cocktail Fest. We have Wine Fest. We're doing an 80s night, which will be a ton of fun. I think we're listening to some fun, you know, music from the 80s behind us.
I have a fanny pack on.
You have a fanny pack on from the 80s.
He's trying to source roller skates.
You didn't like the colors, but you probably like it now.
I love these colors. Exactly. These are my original Padre colors. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a Margaritaville Country Night. Fiesta in the park. I mean, it just never ends. We do have a Star Wars night.
That's so fun.
I'm not doing a happy hour for that one, but it's a good idea.
We'll do our own happy hour.
Well, and you said drinks.
Every hour is happy in the park.
In the Padres.
You said drink specials, but I have on my notes here that they are $5
drink specials. $5
drink specials. That is a good deal.
Well, I mean, the beer alone, you get a 12-ounce beer for $5 from 4:30 to 7 in Park at the Park. That's Friar Ale. So we built out this Friar Land this year. So the Swinging Friar Ale is one of our newest collaborations with Ballast Point. It's been hugely successful. But we have a fun land out in our Park at the Park area during Beer Fest where people can, you know, go up to several different stands and get the beer. And of course, there's plenty of other ones. We talked about Coronado.
Yes.
They're one of our favorites for sure. Alesmith, Iron Fist. I mean, there's so many great beers. Usually we'll have anywhere from 17 to 20 or so different beers that we're featuring out in Park at the Park. And I mean, that's just one of them. The Cocktail Fest that we have, our Cutwater Spirits cans are $5, which is an incredible deal, right?
Yeah, that's less than you pay at the grocery store in a 4-pack.
Yep. This is from 4:30 to 7, $5 for the cans. And then we also, you know, we're mixing up and stirring these beautiful craft cocktails. I know we're drinking a few of those around here, but
yes.
Yeah, never did I think to go to a stadium to get discounts on food and wine and save money.
Exactly.
I'm loving this.
It's fantastic. And, you know, we do other drink specials with some of the themes. So if it's an 80s night, you're going to get beer, you're going to get wine, you're going to get different cocktails. On our wine fest, we'll have white wine and red wine. San Antonio Wines is one of our partners for that. So it's a ton of fun. And if you haven't been to one of them, it is definitely worth leaving the office early. Who doesn't want an excuse to leave work on a Friday at 4 o'clock, come down to the ballpark, get your tickets.
Especially all these downtown people, man, walk down, sneak out and walk down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you have to buy a separate ticket or is it included with your game ticket?
It's included with your game ticket. So it's free once you come in, and then you're buying $5 drinks. And you know, by the time the game starts, you know, you've had one or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to your seats and you're enjoying
the great
game on the field.
You have renamed yourself and you got a tattoo. That's fantastic.
Speak for yourself.
All right, come on. Favorite party that you've thrown? I mean, I've been doing this for a couple of years. I mean, that one in the yearbook they put the heart around, all right? Like your favorite moment, which one went off for you?
I think one of my favorite moments was probably a couple weeks ago. We had a cocktail fest, and it was in conjunction with our Out at the Park. I've never seen so many people here at 4:30. I mean, the gates are opening at 4:30. Usually, we're like, you know, slowly opening the gates. The DJ's still kind of like getting ready.
Should I start?
And at 4:30, 4:45, this place was, you know, 3,000 people deep. We were having, I mean, it was crazy.
It's Ibiza. That's amazing.
Exactly. So then, I mean, you know, by the time it's, you know, 6:30, there's 5,000 people. But I've never seen so many people come here this early to enjoy a party. So I thought that was probably the most lively and fun. I mean, the music was extra loud, which was fantastic. Uh-huh. Blowing speakers and having a great time. I think our beer fests are great, but that was the one that I think I'll probably always remember because people were so excited to get here that early. Mm-hmm. They really took my advice and they left work early and they came down here and they were waiting outside the gates to come in.
So fun. Weigh in with us, will you, on our hot topic. We always have a hot topic every time on our show. This one is about Instagram. You guys must, I mean, Instagrams must just peak. And I know Wi-Fi at the park was a big thing. They made some improvements to that. So it's easier to Insta when you're here. But what do you guys think about this? The influence or the Instagram aesthetic made popular by influencers. Things like, you know, the pink walls or the tropical sort of green leaf things or avocado toast. Is it over? Is it too much? The Atlantic said that with 1 billion users a month on Instagram, that those staged photos that are kind of like so perfect that look, that used to look so like OMG on Instagram, they're kind of all looking the same now. And the influencer companies and sort of marketing world is moving away from them. What are our thoughts?
I think The Atlantic is one of the most esteemed publications in the United States, and some of the biggest brains and writers and thinkers that we know. And I think they're old, stodgy people on this issue. I think that they got it wrong. Instagram is not going away. I just read a study that said 69% of millennials, before they take a bite of their food, take a picture of their food. I mean, that's 70% of an entire generation is taking, you know, photos. We have chefs who are actually creating menus. I was just reading an article on an LA-based restaurant that every time their chef comes up with a menu, they say, okay, now that's really good. Now, how do we make it Instagrammable? And they really rework the entire menu to make sure that plate presentation, I mean, this is something we've had in culinary school for years. Mm-hmm. Plate presentation, microgreen here, that there. But I mean, now it's being taken to a whole new...
You eat with your eyes first.
Exactly. What we have seen, and it's also killed the romantic candlelit dinner restaurant, because if you ever tried to take a picture of food in a candlelit restaurant...
It looks brown and gross.
Oh, it looks... Yeah, but it looks like you're eating a Game of Thrones. You know? I mean, it's just, it's awful. You're like, hey, congratulations on the porridge. You know, I mean, it's just, it's awful. So I really think that they are, every restaurant now is thinking about the lighting at that table. I know restaurants that have specific tables that have diffused natural light coming through the window.
What?
I swear to God. And that's where they put most people, especially when they know that they're an Instagram follower, because it gets the best light for Instagram photos.
I mean, as someone who had to turn off her screen time because she spends more than 8 hours on Instagram.
Right. Granted, you get paid for it. It's your livelihood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your livelihood.
People think that's nuts.
But in fact, you're fired for doing that. Because
Yeah, because now it's not cool anymore.
No, I immediately was like, turn that back on. Take some photos.
I think that we went into this realm of hyper curation and, oh my gosh, white flat lays are cool. We should all be doing that. Oh my gosh, murals are cool. We should all be taking pictures. And that's just not authentic. And I think as we search for the idea of of authenticity and rewarding what's authentic and creating authentic experiences, that's where Instagram is headed. So we're in a bit of a backlash where like ugly photos are back and that's like authentic. I think we're going to find a happy medium. Like when I curate San Diego Magazine's feed, I kind of try and look for that sweet spot of, it's not a commercial photo, it's not something that's stocky, it's not something that's too curated, but it's also not sloppy and it tells a larger story. So that's where I think we're headed.
Well, it's my job to go out and eat at, you know, a ton of restaurants and take photos of almost everything I eat, right? Mm-hmm. And I always have these what you call not young and vivacious photos. You call
no.
Them, you say that I have too close of a perspective, I believe was the words.
Basically, she's like, back up, Troy. I know. And basically, that's her email to Troy, back dot up dot
There were so many more hits on my self-esteem that I can't recall right now. But you know, my fiance, you know, she loves to take these photos after we eat of just messy plates. Just, I mean, everything we've eaten, there's just bits and shrapnel all over, and they get so many more likes, and they look so beautiful because it looks like somebody actually ate here. It wasn't like this perfect little photo shoot. And I guess that's what everybody's kind of looking for.
You're sharing an experience.
You don't want a Disneyland that you're walking into to take a photo in front of something that's made to look Instagrammable. You want something that's genuine, I guess, you know. So that's changing a little bit, but we're still going to have the Instagram walls.
Yes, I think we will. Who does the Padres Instagram? Is it a whole team of people, or is it just one person does Insta?
It's a group of us.
It's a group.
Yeah.
And what's the best post that you guys have ever done? What's the best one this year? What's the one that went off?
It's got to be tattoos.
Come on, I got emailed to everybody.
Probably one of the, you know, high five celebration photos of Machado and Tatis. But we have an incredible social team, and they're all over the place. I mean, it's incredible how they're able to capture, you know, things that are happening in the field and the celebrations and behind the scenes, and they do amazing work, and they are very much behind the scenes, but they're telling incredible stories of our players. I think one of my favorite ones was probably the swagger of them walking to get on the bus to go on the plane on the very first road trip. It was the first time that I saw all of the guys really dressed up. I mean, they were branded. They just looked really cool.
And they look so different because when they're on the field, they all have the uniform on. But yeah, they were like walking out of the tunnel or
their
somewhere.
Their luggage was fancy.
They all had their little style.
Head to toe fancy. And I think that's a whole nother look. Like, it's great to see them celebrating, but it's also fun to see them dressed up and serious and like, posing for shots of them, you know, walking out.
And as a lifelong Padres fan, I would have had to look up the word swagger for a while. And now we remember what it is. It's back.
Swagger equals Tatis. Okay. And we're almost at the end of the show.
One more question about that. How big is the social media team? You said they're everywhere. Like, how many people? Because I mean, this is a huge stadium. You have a huge culture. You have a lot of players to cover. I mean, how many people do we have on a social media team?
I mean, there's a couple people who sit in the office all day long, thinking of great stories to tell. We have a new in-house photographer that I think has taken what you see on Instagram in particular to an entirely new level. We've got a team of people who covers just the games, who is, you know, putting updates on everything that's happening on the field.
Like a pod squad almost with an iPhone.
They're social media folks who all they do all day long is baseball. They know a lot more than any of us do about baseball. And so they all have their areas of focus, but a couple people, one in particular who's focused on, you know, making sure the entire storyline is really focused on everything that's happening with the team on the field and off the field.
Yes.
Exactly.
I am their whole team. Yeah.
I want them on the podcast.
Yeah.
I want to chat their IG strat.
I love it. You totally should.
That would be fun. Okay, we'll make that happen for you guys. We're just about at the end of the show. We always end our show with our own personal recommendations of what we've been eating and drinking lately. Before we get there, hang around. Will you, Katie, tell us where you like to go? I want to remind you all to become an insider, because right now in the suite with us, sharing this fun experience of podcasting at the ballpark on a beautiful sunny Wednesday is our insiders. We invited, how are you guys doing? Look, it's so fun. They're enjoying the food and the drinks. They're getting to hang out with all the fun Padres people.
The dances
people.
Are getting more elaborate.
It's a super fun program. We can't promise this every week or every month, but sdmag.com/insiders. $10 a month, and you can sort of become part of our family. You get a subscription to the magazine, but then you also really get to come inside and be a part of the family with us. We encourage you to do that. Of course, we encourage you to go to Padres.com to get your tickets. That's where you can find all the details about those pregame happy hours at the park in the park. They're from 4:30 to 7 before Friday home games. Just a reminder, it's Beer Fest, Wine Fest, Cocktail Fest, Margaritaville, 80s Night, Fiesta in the Park, and even Country Night. You're going to get $5 drink specials, Padres.com, to get those tickets. All right, two people, $50. What you got, Wing It?
All right. So mine is Realm of the 52 Remedies. I stopped by for an IG feature and ended up hanging out there for a while, eating and drinking all their things. I'm so impressed with the space, so impressed with the service. It's tucked behind Common Theory on Convoy. It kind of transports you into this otherworldly cocktail haven.
Speakeasy-ish.
Yes, very much so. You have to like go through a set of plastic panels, like in the Costco section of the veggie section.
But cooler than Costco.
Yeah. But you step into this lobby and then you like go
through
their spiel.
You have to smell some spices on your way in. It's secret and cool.
you have to walk through a Walmart, you know?
Cooler than that.
It's authentic.
Authentic. And then you go through this tunnel or this maze.
Yes.
And then you literally are transported into this weird universe where there's no time, there's no space. Kind of all your worries are gone. You're just in this zone. I tried three different cocktails, and by far my favorite was the Opium Den. Their lead bartender, Ben, he's been dreaming of a way to get shiitake mushrooms into a drink. And he figured out a way. So he basically infused mushrooms into a cordial. He mixed in some sherry, some monkey shoulder, some salt, and then he smoked it with hickory chips, and it kind of was a nice, balanced yet warm sipper.
It sounds disgusting, but I'm sure it was great.
Oh, then they even put a little bowl of pretzels on top of the glass, and you're supposed to eat the pretzel, then take a sip of the drink.
I had that one.
And that brings out the mushroom.
Wow.
They said it did. I tried to find it. It was there.
I will say this about Realm of Fitsu Remedies. I mean, that is one of the best designed. I mean, Convoy is an amazing place where all of our Asian food has been authentically for years. I mean, that was where mom and pops directly from the countries of origin came over, put all their life savings into creating this really authentic, you know, Vietnamese food, Korean food, everything else. You know, now there are sons and daughters, and the new generation is really getting into design. And Realm of 52 Remedies is beautiful. It is a speakeasy. It's behind the restaurant. You got to walk through portals.
Yeah. Designed by Michael Soriano. Also did Dunedin in Queenstown. They literally were like, okay, just make your dreams come true in here, Michael. And he did. And it's crazy cool.
I don't have one, so I'm just going to add on to yours with two tips. One, call ahead, because they will take a reservation and they'll be ready for you when you get there. And often if you didn't make one, it will be hard to get in. And two, it's little vignettes when you get back there. So it's not a place to like roll up with five people without a reservation. I don't think that there's any little seating groups that are larger than four people.
No, they're all little spots.
No, they have little those vignettes. Bench table or those
maybe
long
six
tables.
Yeah, at one of those. Maybe. But there are little vignettes and it's very much planned around a reservation and like a little thing for each group. Just so you know when you get there. Okay, how about you, Troy? $50
$50. I went back to Bankers Hill Bar and Restaurant, which if you don't know, is in Bankers Hill. It's the offshoot of Market Del Mar, which is Carl Schroeder, who's been nominated for a James Beard Award, one of the better chefs in San Diego. This is their casual concept. I would say stick to the bar and drink your way through $50. Honestly, and nothing against the food there. We had a fantastic duck gnocchi, which is really, really good. They have a chocolate. This is an official culinary term. They have a chocolate thingy. It's really, really, really
delicious.
Wait,
was it the brownie?
Yes.
Okay, that was on our cover in October in our desserts issue.
Okay, and it was also on the cover of the magazine that I write for, so I guess I should know this. But I mean, it was awesome. The drinks, though, they just hired a new bar manager, and she's doing a lot of things in liqueurs, which liqueurs I don't really like because they can become too sweet. Mm-hmm. But the way she's balancing them out is fantastic. One of the better bar experiences I've had in a long time.
And great French fries. Great. Just order cocktails and French fries.
Do you know she is a like botanist?
I do know
trade?
That. She's working on the plant wall, which they lost.
Well, okay, how about you, Katie Jackson, Vice President of Marketing with the Padres? Where do you go? $50 to spend.
So not new, but a nice little throwback to my Midwest roots, Crack Shack. Senor Croak. I think that's the best sandwich.
Senor Croak is
the best.
Wait,
one.
What's in that one? I don't know what
that one
is.
Got the fried egg, the fried chicken, the...
Is it the ham too?
No, it has that maple miso.
Oh yeah,
like
miso
bread
butter?
On there. I think there's butter, a delicious cheese, great bun. I think that
one's
excellent.
It's one of the messier sandwiches that they do.
But it's so good. It's so worth it. Just dig right in.
27,000 calories later. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's great for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I think it's fantastic. I think the deviled eggs are great. The biscuits are great. And then, you know, for $50, you're gonna have a little extra left over. Walk over to Salt and Straw and split a split scoop and. I think it's fantastic. I probably would go to Parakeet Cafe. I love everything about Little Italy. I should just move down there because I eat down there and hang out there quite a bit. But I think everything they're doing to bring new places to San Diego is fantastic. But that's probably my recommendation.
Great one. Okay, you guys, that's it. We are done. I do want to hear from our listeners. So if you guys have $50 We want you to let us know. Give us your little mini review, 619-744-0535, or email it to us along with any of your questions and feedback. Happy Half Hour, all spelled out, at sdmag.com. Leave us a message. One more time, 619-744-0535. Thanks so much to the Padres. Go Padres. Padres.com for tickets.
And if you can hear this, we are two outs. Actually, it's totally silent right now because the closer's on the mound. We have two outs to go. They've got a one-hitter going.
This was a quick game.
It's because he's throwing a one-hitter. This is amazing. I'm taking the rest of the day off.
All right, we're going to go watch. Bye, everyone.
I quit. See you.